Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Boy, I haven't spoken to you guys in a couple of days. It's really good to be back. Just a lot of travel. That's what I've been up to. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my packed bags in this hotel room. As soon as I get done with this podcast, I have to hurry up and rush, take a cab, take an Uber, whichever I decide, and go to the airport for a 6 a.m. flight to New York City. The Sixers supposed to practice today. They may cancel it, but it's one of those things where I'd rather be in the city and have them cancel practice in that city, as opposed to waking up, chilling in Indianapolis, and then they have practice and I miss it, and then you know that doesn't look good at all. And you just miss some information. So that's part of the life of a beat writer. And I tell you guys from time to time, it's the behind the scenes, the non-glamorous part. But hey, I'm about to hop on this plane once in a little bit. But I want to talk to y'all about last night's game. The Indiana Pacers defeated the Sixers 107-94. The game kind of went as you expected it. You know, the Sixers played hard. They were gritty. The thing is, the Pacers, you know, they have a blend of the young and the old. You know, young as in Miles Turner, second-year center, who's, you know, phenomenal. He had 17 points, 16 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 assist, 1 steal, and only 1 turnover in 34 minutes. 34 minutes, 5 seconds to be exact. But then they also have, like, an all-star in Paul George, who had 21 points and 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He had 3 turnovers. He really didn't shoot all that particularly well from the outside. He shot 1-for-7 on threes. He was 7-for-17, overall. So, you know, with that, he was 6-for-10, you know, for 2-pointers, which is good. And he was 1-for-7 on threes. He was 6-for-8 from the foul line. But again, I'm just giving these two guys, you know, as an example of, young, kind of sort of like veteran. You know what I mean? The blend, that's the type that they have. That's the type of team that they have. The game was close for a little bit, for a half rather. And then what happens is the Pacers opened up the third quarter, second half, on a 17-4 run. You know, at one point, it was like they scored 14 unanswered points. And you know, that gave them a 19-point lead with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Right then and there, that was the game. That was the game. And then, you know, you also can point to something that killed the Sixers, was their 3-point shooting. Now, they made 14 threes. That's good. That's good. The bad part about that is they needed 41 shots to make 14 threes. Now, you know, I know there were times when Dario Saric would basically get the ball, he would try to drive, and the next thing you know, they would bring another man over, and they would basically double-teaming him as he was, you know, trying to make his movement towards the basket. So that kind of forced him to settle for jumpers, you know, a little bit. You know, so Dario was 3-for-15, 1-for-6 on threes. He finished with 9 points. He had 10 rebounds, but with that 9 points, that ended his streak of games of consecutive games of 10 points or more to 22. But, you know, so again, I know like that kind of may have contributed to guys settling for threes, but when, you know, shooting 41 threes is that's a lot, man. That's really a lot. And you only made 14 of them. You know, that's 34%. You know, some people say, hey, man, I can live with 34%. But they shot 41 threes, and it kind of like their shooting kind of shot them out the game a little bit, especially in that run. I mean, you know, you can't make any stops, but you're coming down and you're hitting threes or shooting threes and you're not hitting them. And you know, that's not good at all. But then you look at the promise. I mean, there was some promise in this game. My man Sergio Rodriguez said, he told me a couple days ago that he wants to stay in Philadelphia. You know, he wants to remain a Sixer. He said, you know, when he was starting, you know, because he started at the beginning of the season, the team did not have Noel. They did not have Ersan Ilyasova and Nerlens Noel. He said they didn't have either one of those guys. And then he says, you know, Ben Simmons wasn't here. You know, it was a lot of different things. And he was trying to figure out his teammates, trying to find out what was going on. Ben Simmons wasn't playing. So his role changed, but wasn't familiar with his teammates. Right now, he says he's more familiar with the team, and he wants to stay because he wants to be a part of it. Now, it's up to the Sixers if they're going to decide if they want to keep him or not, because, you know, you're going to have Ben Simmons. You know, T.J. McConnell showed that he deserves to be on his team. He's be in this league. You know, he won't be the starter, but he's a good guy to come off the bench. You know, maybe as your second or third point guard. I mean, so, you know, they have to decide. But Sergio Rodriguez, since making those comments, has been balling. And then, you know, last night, you know, he had 16 points. He shot 6 for 9 from the field, 4 for 6 on three-pointers. Now, some may argue like, hey, you know, he could have had, you know, more assists. He only had 2. But this is Sergio, man. Sergio is a guy who we used to always talk about, oh my gosh, he can't guard anyone. He's, you know, people are just going to blow by him. Uh-oh. You know, it was like a highlight waiting to happen when he was on D. He had 2 steals. I mean, he stripped the one dude, went in and took it in for a layup. I mean, it was so bad that the one guy, one of the fans who was sitting next to me, like, you know, and he was sitting right outside the media area, he says, oh my gosh, wow, that happened? They did that to the worst team in the league? You know, something like that. So it's kind of like the Sixers, you know, surprised people early on in that game, and it was partly because of the things that Sergio did. Now, another bright spot was the play of Sean Long. You know, Sean Long was a guy, some of you guys may remember him. He's a guy who the Sixers signed as a free agent, or undrafted free agent this past summer. He's from Louisiana Lafayette. And then, you know, he's like one of the final guys released from the team. Final 4 guys cut from the Sixers squad and at the end of the preseason. He goes down to the D-League. He becomes the man of the D-League team. I mean, this guy, they were running plays through him, everything. He makes the All-Star team. And then what happens is he gets called up last month on a 10-day contract. Actually, it was earlier this month. He gets called up on a 10-day contract. So from that point, after his 10 days are over with, the Sixers had to decide, hey, are we going to keep him? Well, they didn't really have to decide, because they had to decide if are we going to give him another 10-day deal, or does he go back down to the D-League? Well, what the Sixers said is, they said, hey, we're going to sign him for the remainder of the season. They did that, and my man has been balling. I mean, he has been playing his butt off. And last night, he had he had 15 points and a career high 10 rebounds, right? So, you know, he was one of the, you know, positive, you know, of that game. Now, there were some rebounds that he probably wished that he could have grabbed, you know, certain things he couldn't get. But then you look at Rashawn Holmes. Rashawn Holmes was the starting center because Jahlil Okafor missed his ninth game with right knee soreness. And you look at Holmes. Holmes had 11 points and 12 rebounds. So, you know, these two guys as a tandem, they played very well. And it's funny because both of them are what you call undersized centers, yet they still were able to be extremely productive. So, you know, the Sixers lost. Right now, the Sixers are 27-46. You know, they play the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday, tomorrow. They should be able to beat the Nets. So we're going to look at them being 28-46 if they get this win. And the funny thing is, that's matching their record of the previous two seasons. 2 years ago, they won 18 games. Last year, they won 10 games. So they're like one win away from tying their mark for the previous two seasons. But hey, I just want to thank y'all for listening to today's podcast, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.